This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBolay.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Good morning. Welcome to Open for Business. This is Audrey Raj. On the show today, I'm going to be speaking with Dato' Alvin Oi, CEO of Quinton Group. Now, Quinton Group was established in 2018 to bring a value-added digital ecosystem to underserved communities in Malaysia. And the platform consists of three core elements. You've got Quin Pavilion, which is a one-stop e-commerce marketplace. You also have Quicksend, which is a growing food delivery service provider in Malaysia. And finally, Quin Reward, which is a consumer incentive reward system. And together, Quinton Group wants to build a fully connected digital ecosystem for rural businesses and help empower these businesses to grow. And Dato' Alvin here, he's going to talk to us about how about helping this previously untapped market, servicing the needs of these rural businesses and the impact they are making in the community. Alvin, welcome to the show.
Hi, Audrey. Good morning.
Yes, Happy New Year to you, sir. Now,
Happy New Year.
I want to start with how it all began. You know, how did you find yourself on this mission to bring value-added ecosystem tools to the underserved communities in Malaysia?
Okay, so basically, starting up as an internet service company, basically what we do is to try to make things easier. Put in another word, it's true, we try to improve the convenience in the industry that haven't changed in the decade. So just now, Audrey, you're talking about the value-added. So for me, the real value of all e-commerce is very simple. Just one word, convenience. So our lifestyle are busier. So we have less time than ever before. So we believe that the internet can serve the most powerful force in business today, which is convenient economy. So convenient explains the success of the giant tech company like Alibaba, Netflix, and Grab. So basically, Quinton Group are focusing the industry that burden the consumer with bunch of work, and we're taking the experience that typically done offline, and we try to make it much easier by converting it into an online experience. So it's, I for instance, like whether it's going to the supermarket to buy a bunch of grocery or item, or whether spending time in the long queue just for paying the utility bills, that's what the reason we create the Queen Reward, Quicksend and Queen Pavilion and several platform in order to help the consumer to deal with the offline world much more easier.
Right. So, you know, that is from the consumer point of view. But, you know, let's talk about the challenges that are faced by rural SMEs, you know, especially in this climate. You know, we are still recovering from this pandemic. What are the challenges that they are facing? You know, what are their pain points?
The pain point, okay, I can say the first is, of course, it's about the tech saviness. Okay, we want to make the tech is savvy yet easy, because I think for those elderly or for those who stay in the suburban and or second or third tier city, they shouldn't be neglected in this digital era. So besides the tech service, we try to focus on educate and how to enhance all those senior citizens and user experience by navigate the digital world.
What else? I mean, like, do they have a good internet penetration? Do they have the infrastructure necessary in order to run their businesses digitally?
Yes, if compared to the urban area, the urban play like KL, Penang or JB, there's quite a lack of infrastructure. Like talking about that just now, Audrey, you mentioned about the internet penetration and internet connectivity. There's not much as what we do in the urban area. So we also they're facing the issue in the rural area. And this also make all those users that cannot acquire or cannot obtain a very convenient services like for shipping and also like for the landscape or logistics as well to be available in the rural areas.
Well, what are the markets that Quinton Group is focusing on right now? I know that you have some really good stats, and we'll cover this a bit later in places like Sungai Petani, Kedah and Taiping Perak. But what are the other markets that Quinton Group is focusing on right now?
Okay, so for this part, I will take food delivery Quicksend as a as an example. So yes, there's quite a number of players in the field, but we believe the main keys to winning the game is going local. Okay, so we can see our niche market, actually we are filling the gap in the food delivery sector that's as mainly dominated by the fast food outlets and the company. They are mainly order food from the restaurant. But we have been making the connection with a lot of Malaysia favorite food merchants that are mainly focuses on the hawker food center, like chicken rice, char kway teow, Hokkien Mee. It's just a click away. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is a lot of people think the online ordering or delivery as being the more in the urban and suburban. Okay. But people in the small town, actually, they want those same thing as well. So the food delivery is often taught to the target, to the millennial customer who want to order in apps while they are watching the Netflix or sharing home. But actually, that's not true. Our statistics show that there's an increasing number of food delivery users and internet users. They are consisted by the middle age group. So auntie, uncle also can adopt the technology very quickly. So sometimes, you know, our moms or auntie also want to take a day off on cooking. So they also want to prefer and go to the food delivery as well. So there's a reason we have built our business to addressing the delivery needs to the nation's small and medium city, which we believe this is a niche market to capture the next wave of our internet users.
But do you have any specific target markets that you're concentrating on?
Yes, tier 2 and tier 3 cities is now contribute around 65% of our total sales volume of our Kitsan and other digital platform as well. So we are now have expanded very rapidly into the places like such as Kuala Terengganu, Kuala Kulau, Balai Bunta, Tapa, Bido, Sungai Petani, Miri, Cebu. It's as more and more smaller town urbanized, we are seeing the very exponential growth in this city. So we are not just talking about the last mile delivery or talking about the digital economy here. This is about the reaching of millions of people in rural cities in an increasingly on-demand economy.
Now, Alvin, how do you serve your markets that are located in these less accessible areas? You know, do you have teams on the ground? How do you get to them?
How are we assisting the digital transformation on rural Malaysia? Yes, we do have a ground team. Okay, we do have a ground team which we are dedicated. Our sales consultant, they will approaching the business owner on ground, which will helping them with the process of digitalization, help them to set up the things, help them to educate how to use the platform. And additionally, we have our service hotline, which can actively deal with the troubleshooting and we can remotely helping the business owner as well. But most importantly, we do have our 18 branches, which is also at as our service center across the Malaysia.
So what would you say is Quinton Group's USP, Alvin? You know, what differentiates Quinton Group from other e-commerce platforms or business ecosystems that are already available in the market?
Unique selling point. I think the most our USP is basically we are not the only the sole platform. So as a digital platform to connect consumer and collaboration partners, we create the digital economy system. So which is we not only consisted by these three core digital businesses, we also have other part of the platform that's a members of our ecosystem can help us to leverage the user base and the spending power across the ecosystem to help us to grow fastest and steadily.
All right. It's time for us to take a quick break right now. But when we come back, we'll dive deeper into the three core elements that make up Quinton Group. And we'll also discuss, you know, if money was no object, what would Quinton Group do to help elevate rural businesses? All that and more happening on Open for Business. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Open for Business will reopen in a few moments. Powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Beats, funk, mixtapes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
You are listening to Open for Business. This is Audrey Raj. Online with me today, I have Dato Alvin Oi. He is the CEO of Quinton Group. And Quinton Group, of course, was established to bring a value-added digital ecosystem to rural businesses in Malaysia. Alvin, we have really sped past the main purpose and the USP of what Quinton Group does. But maybe you can give us more details into your three core digital elements, you know, Quin Pavilion, Quin Scent, and Quin Reward. Can you tell me in your own words what these three elements can do to help rural businesses in Malaysia?
Okay, so first of all, we're talking about the Quin Scent. Quin Scent is very straightforward. Quin Scent is a food delivery platform that serves all over the Malaysia. But basically, when we're talking about the attribute and talking about the what is the business model of this three platform, basically, three of them are aggregator platform. Aggregate platform, which means we aggregate between the merchants and the users together. So we try to connect the dot. We try to filling the gap. We try to tapping into the untapped market by acting as a role, as a platform, to helping to connect the consumer from rural areas or from the and also connect them with all those small and medium enterprises. Okay, so basically, Quin Reward is a digital rewarding application that reward our users for their daily spending by rewarding subsidy vouchers to be used and all our partnering store across the Malaysia. And the Pavilion is an e-commerce and online shopping platform that connects our consumers and our collaboration partner store.
So what would something like this cost a small business?
Okay, first of all, for joining, for onboarding on our platform, first of all, the signing fees is free. Okay, we doesn't charge any signing fees or onboarding fees on our merchants. And we only charge as low as 10% of service charges to our food delivery merchants. So as I know, this is the lowest cost in the town if comparing to other platforms.
Okay. And I also understand that, you know, since joining Quinton Group's platforms, merchants in many rural businesses in areas like Sungai Petani and Taiping, they've reported between a 30 to 50% uptick in sales. So, Alvin, maybe you can tell us, in your experience, what is the bare minimum businesses need to survive in this digital ecosystem? Do they need to be on an online marketplace? Do they need to be on a food delivery platform? You know, do they need help with their customer loyalty program? What is the bare minimum that they need in order to kind of have an advantage over other businesses in the rural areas?
It depends of their business nature. Okay, let's say, for instance, if let's say they are opening, there's a business owner of convenience store or kedai luncit, okay, we can help them by tapping them into our Quin Reward, which is our loyalty program, and our Quin Pavilion to digitalize their items in their convenience shop to online work. Also, these are things. So if the owner itself or business owner, they own the food and beverage business, like they have a restaurant or they have a hawker food store in the hawker center, we can help them to onboarding with the quick send food delivery services. So it depends on their businesses. And ultimately, we have our various and diversified platform from there to choose which one is much more customization and suitable for them to connect with us, to tapping into our ecosystem user base.
Now, I want to ask you, Alvin, if you have a target for Quinton Group. I know you have helped your merchants to achieve, I think the statistics show that about 100 million ringgit in total gross merchandise value.
Yes.
You've also onboarded like 25,000 merchants, and you've amassed a pool of 500,000 active users across all your three platforms. But
yes,
what is your target? Do you have a target for Quinton Group?
Yes, of course. Actually, talking about the statistic, because we are the internet platform, actually our users is already reached near 1 million users.
Right,
up to
okay.
Date. Yes, and
now
we are, yes, thank you very much, Audrey. And we have around 29,000 of collaboration partners across the Malaysia. Okay,
yeah.
But talking about the runway, actually, our future and the runway ahead is still very long and wide for Quinton Group. So we also have our server service to launch soon. So if you're talking about me, we are not going to stopping our path, and we're going to launch much more services in the coming future. Okay, like for instance, we just venture into our e-hailing services called QuickCab. So beside that, we're also planning to expand into more widely into our logistics landscape by adding the express services and courier services into our scope of services. So we also align with our logistics landscape. We want to expand our logistics from food delivery service to courier service. So this, if you ask me what's my future aim and my objective, we intend to scale up our businesses. Yeah, we are ready to put more money into the businesses to expand our size of our ecosystem.
Now, Alvin, just before I let you go, I have to ask you this. You've been working with rural businesses across Malaysia, and this is something that you're personally very passionate about, I understand. Now, if money wasn't an object, what would Quinton Group do to help elevate these rural businesses? You know, what kind of infrastructure would you inject? How would you help these rural businesses boost their presence and their growth? What do they need?
Okay, no doubt that the infrastructure is very important. We're talking about the infrastructure. But on top of that, actually, if you're asking about me, it's all about the education. So if we put money aside as a factor to consider, I will put more effort in terms of how we educate the markets and how we educate the users and also the business owner in terms of to help them to accelerate and adopt the digitalization process. Because I think actually, nowadays, the internet connectivity and penetration is quite common in Malaysia already. So we're talking about things is still a lot of unexposed and untapped market still exists in the second and also we call more rural area in the Malaysia. So I think they deserve a same opportunity and the same entry bar from them. So if you want me what to do, I will spend more money and invest more in terms of how we educate and how we build more services center, or how we invest and recruit more sales consultant to help them to digitalize their businesses.
Right. Thank you so much for that, Alvin. It's been a pleasure speaking with you. Now, if our listeners are keen to learn more about Quinton Group, as well as your digital platforms, and if merchants out there are keen to get in touch with you, is there a website that they can go to? How can they get in touch with Quinton Group?
Yes, they can go to our official website, www.quintongroup.asia, to find out more information. Yes, there's a contact info and the address of each of our 18 branches across the Malaysia. So you can reach out to us by just calling us the hotline, or also can reach us at the fan page in Facebook as well.
All right. Once again, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. I've been speaking with Dato Alvin Uy, CEO of Quinton Group. And if you missed out on any part of this show, you can go look for the podcast on our website. That's bfm.my. You can also find all our podcasts on the BFM app that's available on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. More Open for Business again, same time tomorrow on Enterprise. But for now, this is Audrey Raj signing off, BFM 89.9.
Are you open for business? Register your company with BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.